A Pac-12 spokesman said yesterday that the athletic conference does not have a timeline for completing a review of the WSU football program. Over the weekend, University President Elson Floyd asked for outside help to investigate claims by a player of abusive behavior by the coaching staff. Meanwhile, a sports ethics expert is praising the player for speaking out. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports.
Over the weekend, star receiver Marquise Wilson announced he would resign from the WSU football team. In an emailed statement, he accused the coaching staff of taking tough love too far, basically committing physical, emotional, and verbal abuse.
I would say that this young man, Marquise Wilson, is a very brave young man.
Sharon Stahl consults about ethics for college and professional sports teams. She's based at the nearby University of Idaho.
The fact is that he had the courage to step up because he thought something was wrong. And I'm glad that President Floyd realizes that too. Something's haywire here.
After Saturday's loss, WSU football coach Mike Leach deflected questions about his former player, but did assert there's absolutely nothing to Wilson's claims. An assistant coach called Wilson's allegations laughable. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.